Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a News.com newsflash.
Lindsey Graham and the Taliban in Afghanistan don't have much in common. But News.com has learned they're both now considered terrorists and extremists in the eyes of the Russian government. Graham, Republican South Carolina, was added to a long list kept by Rosfin Monitoring, Russia's financial monitoring service. That means Graham's bank accounts in Russia could be frozen. Graham indicated that won't be an issue. There goes all my rubles. Graham sarcastically said on X, formerly Twitter, on Tuesday, February 20th in response to a story by The Guardian. But he used a poker reference, writing in another tweet that he'll raise, Russia, state sponsor of terrorism under, United States, law. The news follows the death of Russian government opponent Alexei Navalny, who died on February 16 at age 47 at an Arctic penal colony. Let's make them pay a price, the Daily Beast quoted Graham as saying in a weekend TV interview. Believe it or not, 2024 is going to be a bad year for Putin's Russia, Graham wrote in a different X post. He listed several reasons, beginning with more aid to Ukraine. That aid remains in doubt, as a Senate-approved $60 billion aid package has yet to come up for House debate. In fact, the House currently is in a 2-week President's Day recess. Graham wrote that he understands why House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to make U.S.-Mexico border security a top priority. Count me in for helping Ukraine. But, we must help ourselves first, Graham wrote. It's time to get our broken border under control. Graham already faced an arrest warrant should he travel to Russia. News.com reported in May 2023 that the Kremlin accused him of making Russophobic statements during a visit to Kyiv, Ukraine. He issued a response in May 2023 saying, I will wear the arrest warrant issued by Putin's corrupt and immoral government as a badge of honor. To know that my commitment to Ukraine has drawn the ire of Putin's regime brings me immense joy. I will continue to stand with and for Ukraine's freedom until every Russian soldier is expelled from Ukrainian territory. Graham made headlines shortly after the Russian assault on Ukraine began in 2022. The Moscow Times recalled Graham's online words that someone inside the Russian government should take out President Vladimir Putin. The US and Russia have traded sanction designations since the special military operation in Ukraine began. President Biden has promised new major sanctions are coming in the wake of Navalny's death. Russia reportedly has placed about 12,000 people and 400 companies on its financial terrorists and extremists list. A list kept by Wikipedia shows groups such as the Taliban and the Islamic State are on it, both considered terrorists. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, was added in March 2022. Then Russia's Supreme Court added the International LGBT Public Movement in November 2023. Years before that, the Jehovah's Witnesses were banned in Russia in 2017.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News.